We don't have to talk all up into the mic, so.
Okay, so we can just chat right here.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, nice and easy.
Is this okay? Should we do it like that?
I think so. Yeah, I think that's good.
The phone's doing something, so I think it's working.
Yeah, so the cut, right? Yeah, that's what that.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Great to see you. You look so good.
Since it's been so long.
You guys look warmer than I am.
Are you not used to it? Well, from Nashville, living in Nashville.
Where there's like 110 pounds under all this, and that's like not met with any fat.
Yeah.
So like, I got nothing.
So Northern California, that's where you're from. What's the climate there compared to like here? Is it cold there too?
It's like kind of a dry cold, but it's not enough to like throw off your whole day. Like, this is a cold that like, it's almost like anger-inducing, you know?
And it's like almost 40 now. It's not even that bad.
Right, yeah. Right. But it like snaps, like.
It was so weird. Like, we played a show in New York and then like, and it was warm. It was like nice out. And we were walking around in like t-shirts. It was so good. And then it started raining. And then it was still warm. I was like, this is great. And then the next day we got to Boston and it was great there too. In the morning, it was so nice. It was warm. I was like, this is great. And then it just hit out of nowhere in the night and it was just.
You're not used to that from California.
No, not used to that at all.
Living in Nashville now, right?
I mean, even Nashville gets cold sometimes too. Yeah. I mean, we had that big like snow thing happen, or like ice storm, or
what
whatever.
Is this?
And it was like 3 degrees outside, which was just crazy.
That's insane.
Why are you in Nashville?
It's just honestly, there's no taxes, and so it's affordable. And you know, the housing market's great. So if I were to resell my house, that would be really great too.
Perfect.
And so it's just kind of a good hub, because if I decide to travel anywhere else, I'm not having to worry about like my living situation and like financing that over like if I want to get out of town, like I can easier.
Yeah.
As opposed to if I lived in New York or LA, where I'd be like constantly pining over my rent or my, you know,
smart
monthly
thinking.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah,
or taxes for the next year. So it's just like,
Jesus, I wasn't thinking that way when I was 20.
Yeah.
So.
Wow.
So
yeah. So speaking of your latest song that we're playing.
Yes. Thank you, by the way.
Yeah, love it.
It's a great song.
Thank you.
It really is, and such a classic sound.
Thank you.
But we were both like, when I heard it, and Mike said the same thing, it has like a Patsy Cline.
Oh, you probably gotten that left and right.
Oh man, no, not that yet. That's
really
nice. Thank
Patsy Cline,
yeah. Yeah, that's so sweet.
So where did that come from, that like love of that style of music?
Yeah, so I grew up in Northern California. My grandparents lived sort of in the middle of California near San Francisco and San Jose, and they lived up in the hills of San Jose or the mountains or whatever. And they had a large amount of property, and there was like a main house sat in between two barns on either side. And so we'd go and see them 6 months out of the year, you know, or not for 6 months out of the year, every 6 months out of the year, we would, they'd make me breakfast, and then they would send me out into the barn to look through vinyl. And my grandpa used to collect vinyl from all these different radio stations, and like would get test prints and just so much of the same record and then other records. So Elvis, the Platters, the Ink Spots, you know, Bobby Darin, you know, like it, and it was just amazing. And so I just grew up on that, just from.
And so that influenced your sound greatly.
Yeah, and also too, I mean, he gave me my first record player, and so there was like a really organic, like, way of receiving that music. Like, I didn't have anything digitally yet at this point. Like, I didn't really have much on my phone. Like, I was like, like 13, you know, and so I would go home and like, literally looking up how to put, you know, the record on, and like, and so yeah, it was cool. And so I'm just discovering that music through like the actual like hard copy of it, which is really a sweet way to do
like
it.
I feel like that's so unique too for people these days.
Yeah,
like just so unique, because it is through, I mean, digital streaming is super important, and your streaming is just like through the roof, which is amazing.
Over a billion views on YouTube.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
I can't even count that high.
No, I can't.
But I just love that unique way that you were introduced to that music.
Thank you. Yeah, it's super, it's wild, that self-discovery to like, I mean, you just kind of have to listen through the whole thing, you
wind
know,
up
on the record.
Yeah.
And then figure out which song you love, I guess.
Right?
Yeah.
So, speaking of that, TikTok is where it kind of started for you, right? Like, that's
sort of
great. Like, tell me what happened with that whole.
How did it all begin?
Yes, so, yeah, I mean, I definitely like TikTok's an amazing platform. I don't want to give it all the credit in the world, but I guess there is definitely like an extension of credit that is due, you know. I think the app was so fresh. It was so early on. I mean, it may have been around for like 9 months at this point when I had jumped on it, and everybody was excited about it, and it was when it was really like starting to go. And obviously now it's like embedded in our culture, and it's unreal. But at the start, everybody was just kind of messing around on it, and it was strictly a dance thing.
Yeah.
You know, everyone was just dancing on it, and I just posted a video of me singing, and I'd started to see that like a couple times, and like at this point I had no managers. Like I was just finishing my sophomore year of high school, and like posted the song Lady by the Sea, which I wrote in my bedroom, like didn't think anything about it. And an A&R from Interscope reached out to me, and then a manager, a previous manager, reached out, and then, you know, we recorded the song in New York together. Jeremy Zucker produced it, and we pitched the song to like every label known to man, and they all came back with the exception of like three.
Yeah.
And
so how do you pick?
Right.
I know, we spent a month of interviews, and like I'm very much like, it's the same with the band that we have now that we're playing the show with here in Vermont, like that they're just good people that like love music and love other people, you know, and it's real and it's genuine and true. And, you know, when it came down to, you know, picking Republic, and now, you know, an extension of that, like Mercury Records, you know, it was easy because everyone there is just so good. Like, they just have good hearts, and they care about music and the integrity of that music and what that music is going to do to the world, and like the importance of championing artists, you know, who have something to say, you know, because they know what that can do for the world. Like, that is a really, that's a label I can get behind and like be proud of being a part of, and they are just that. And so, yeah, and then, you know, Until I Found You came on way later, but yeah, that's kind of how it all started.
Do you still get on TikTok? Are you like a TikTok? Do you ever go down the TikTok rabbit hole?
Yeah, I honestly was on it this morning.
Like, which side of TikTok are you? Like, I like the dances.
Really?
Like,
I was watching like a bike race through like Venice today or something like that. Like, it was like
it just draws you in.
Yeah, it was really cool. Yeah, you get stuck in that, and it's insane too, because it's so much. I mean, you're consuming so much, so it's almost a bad thing, you know?
It like, can be dizzying.
Yeah, I mean, you're consuming so much of so many different things in like such a short time, and then it's just like over.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when people hear your music, what do you want people to feel?
Oof. I don't want anyone to feel any pressure to feel anything. I think it's just, you know, I just want them to feel what's true to them, you know, like for somebody who's 40 and for someone who's 20, the experiences are different, and you know, the perception of, you know, what's happening all around you is different, and feelings are different, and the way you process those feelings, it's different. And so I think like I just love for that song to be whatever anyone needs it to be, you know, or whatever. Yeah, I just would like it to be whatever anyone needs, you know.
Heard Elton John is a fan of you or something like that, and like what happens when he reaches out for a duet, because you know, he's doing that with everybody now. How do you say no?
It's bizarre. It really is. He just invited me to go to a party that he's hosting in LA.
In LA.
And so it's just like, it's stuff like that. It's really weird, you know. He's the hero's hero.
Let's say you want to go to his party, right?
Yeah.
It's in LA. It's Elton John. Heidi, you want to go.
Yeah.
So you have to buy your own airplane ticket and go out there to go, or well, how does that work?
Well, it's good. We'll already be there for tour, and we have an off day, so I'm just going there on the off day.
That's going to be great.
It's convenient. So
bring a bathing suit, anything like that? Any instructions?
I think it's just, I don't know.
Wear a tux,
bring a bathing suit. I think that's the jam.
Evangeline, you look like you had so much fun at Fallon when you performed that, and the show is going to be like off the hook tonight. And
thank you.
You were on one of the late night shows what was the first late night show you were on? Was it Corden?
Seth Meyers.
Seth Meyers.
Yep.
Okay. Nice guy.
Great guy. Okay. Great dude. Yeah. Came back and hung out with us. He was really nice.
Yeah. So he's real. How did you feel going out in front of what was probably potentially your largest audience all at once, like with TV and all that? How did you feel?
For Seth Meyers, I almost, pardon if anyone has a phobia of it, but I literally almost ran off stage and threw up. I was so nervous. I think that's been something too, like
excitement, butterflies, all
like just fear, you know? Like I don't, like I will say this till the end of time. Like I, like as a person, as an individual, like I'm important. I'm important, you know, and like I'm valuable, but like, you know, but in this, like, I'm not that important, you know, like in this glamorous thing, like that's just a stage and like those are just lights and like these are just clothes, and at the end of the day there's songs that I wrote about real people who I really loved and cared about and still do care about and love, you know. And I think like the perception of like, you know, oh, like you've become this thing because of this song, and it's just like I don't have to become anything because of anything, you know. I can just be exactly who I am.
Love that.
And exist in like whatever's happening.
So authentic, yeah.
You know, and so I don't know. And I think in that way too, like with, you know, TV and all those eyes, it's just like that feeling and that fear is just because I don't feel like I fit that thing that like people might perceive, you know, that like, oh, you're Steven Sanchez, like you're this massive artist now because of this massive song. It's just like, no, like I'm still the same one that like,
same dude you were the day before.
Yeah, that like freaks out about Elton John and like is excited to meet other musicians who like do the same thing that I do, and that's just exciting. Like there's no ego, it's just like fun.
Yeah, just like pizza like everybody else.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
I just like to, you know, call my friends from when I was a kid.
Yeah, yeah. I mean it's true. Like we all poop after a show.
Right.
I mean,
you know, after a show. So, and when you do a show like after tonight or whatever,
yeah.
I know that a lot of artists, they either stay up all night.
Yeah.
Or they go right to bed.
Yeah. I think it depends. I've been like, I've had a lot of time to just like think and feel while I've been on the road, and sometimes it's been hard to like come down from that, you know, because
you're wired. It's a great show. You're up for a little bit.
Oh yeah, I mean you're up there, and like, I mean again, like I'm just like sharing my heart with these people, you know, and that's like that's a lot to give for an hour. It's such a high energy thing, and I think, you know, after it's quiet and everyone leaves, it's just like, wow, it's over.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and you're there. You are.
Our buddy Max, he runs audio. He can't even
But there's two radio stations here. These guys are next, so I don't want to take up all the
amazing.
Time.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for your time.
Anytime. Yeah. Sorry, I look like a bum. My pants are even dirty.
Don't.
I look
but
insane.
Just like you're saying, you look like we do, right? Like we all look the same. Why would you look any different?
Yeah, we're working.
You know?
Yeah, we're working on our house today.
Congratulations, fiance. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
Oh, you know, she wanted to ask you, and I said you'd be way too young. You'll never be able to answer this question.
What's that?
What is your favorite episode of Seinfeld and why?
Wow.
Do you watch Seinfeld? Do you ever watch Seinfeld?
The one where the guy wouldn't give her soup. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
When she
walked
the soup
in. Nazi?
Yeah, the
soup for you.
I
no
love
soup for
that.
You one year.
No soup for you. And she's like, what? And then it was just a whole thing. And then he went in and they were like, no soup for you. And they're like, ah.
That's
it was
great.
Just all super gone.
You picked a good one.
That was a great one. Yeah.
Choice.
Classic.
Oh.
That's funny.
All right. We should
turn you over to our colleagues.
Oh, yeah, please.
You're
yeah.
so funny because you talk all
it's
day.
Nice to meet you. It's great to meet
you.
Beautiful song.
Thank
the first
you.
Time I heard it, I loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Thank you so much.
We did. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Anytime. Thanks for wanting to
all right,
talk.
Have a good show tonight, brother.
Thank you.